This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Around 100,000 fewer Americans filed for first-time unemployment last week. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 787,000 people filed for unemployment for the first time last week. There is good and bad in that number. For starters, it's extremely high by historical standards, but it is 100,000 people fewer than the week before, and it is the lowest number since March, which is something. Diane Swonk is chief economist at tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton and joins us to help us dig through it all. Good morning.
Good morning.
Unemployment claims were down last week by about 100,000. Is that good news?
Well, we always take any improvements as good news, but it has to be countered by the fact that pandemic unemployment claims, which are separate from initial unemployment claims, actually increased during the week and offset some of that improvement. We're still averaging more than 1 million claims a week, which is just staggeringly high.
Continuing claims fell by more than 1 million people. Does that mean 1 million people got work and stopped having to file for unemployment?
Some of them did. It doesn't mean all of them did. There are some people who are literally running out of all of their options for unemployment insurance now and falling off the unemployment insurance rolls entirely, and that's something we're very concerned about as well. So, you know, even though there is some good news in this report, the pace, the level of claims over 1 million in a week is just stunning and still staggeringly high, and the improvements we're seeing are not enough to lift the millions that are still unemployed out of unemployment, and really underscores and bolsters the case for why we need stimulus now to help people traverse these COVID-tainted waters in lifeboats until the economy can more fully reopen.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Airlines are reporting earnings for the third quarter, and they are about what you'd expect. American says it lost $2.4 billion. Southwest says it lost $1.2 billion. July through September is the peak of summer vacation season in normal times. Remember, normal times. American's revenue fell 73% from a year ago. Southwest's revenue is down 68%. Coca-Cola, on the other hand, says it is showing gradual improvement in the third quarter. Its revenue was only down 9%. And then there are theme parks. Theme parks in California have not been able to reopen for business at all. And so they might sue. That's the word from the California Attractions and Parks Association. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more on that.
Executives from Disneyland, Universal Studios Hollywood, and Legoland say they could seek legal action to speed up reopening. The parks have been closed since March. California has told big theme parks they can't reopen until COVID-19 cases drop below one per 100,000 people in the counties where they're located. Currently, case numbers are higher than that. Disney World in Florida reopened in July. Disney recently laid off nearly 30,000 workers and lost $3.5 billion in its most recent fiscal quarter. California state officials have said factors influencing the decision to pause reopening include the amount of time spent at parks and the number of potential points of infection. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You can find lots of options on Airbnb. You can book a boat, a shipping container, or a villa. But Airbnb has not entirely captured the very high end of the market, where there is still plenty of money to be made, and other apps are staking their claim. John Lawrenson has this report from near Uzès, Provence, in the south of France.
Arriving at the Saracen Tower that rises above a tangle of old stone alleyways at the centre of the medieval town of Montaran.
Menelik?
Oui?
It's John. Hi. I found you.
Menelik Pujoudemier shows me round this almost 1,000-year-old tower he bought and had to renovate because it had some outdated facilities.
So the contents of the latrines would like fall down out of the castle like that?
Exactly.
You've changed that now, the toilet.
No, we don't use it anymore.
In fact, he's put in very contemporary fittings and furniture.
Very modern, in order not to make any confusion between what was from the origin and what was not.
Price, about $1,000 a night. He gets practically no customers through the well-known sites.
When you try to find something with Airbnb, you will have so many different opportunities to rent houses and no real selection on the fact that the building is historical or has something special.
A French startup called Le Collectionniste goes after the luxury market. It lists homes that cost an average $30,000 a week, more for concierge, transit by helicopter and so on. Aperitif time on top of the tower. Most of Pujoudemier's customers come via Germany's Urlab for outstanding architecture and the French heritage real estate firm Patrice Bess that has added a short-term rental service called Séjourné, which Sylvie Bess is in charge of.
The idea was to say, okay, we have a lot of people coming on our website and why don't we put in relation people who would like, before buying maybe, would like to stay in this sort of property.
Because of the link with the core real estate business, Séjourné doesn't charge a commission. But there are plenty of business models out there. The Collectionniste, for example, takes a commission of about 20%. Near Uzès, France, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
For a quick wrap of the day's economic news today, you can listen for my colleague Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace on many public radio stations or at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.